other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Pat Buchanan scheduled to be calling in the next few minutes. Last time I had him on, about 3 years ago, I brought up Bohemian Grove to him, which he said he'd attended. And I pointed out that I'd been inside it and seen the rituals. He suddenly said, oh, I mean, that's a mistake. I didn't attend with Richard Nixon. Though we have photos of Nixon being there and he gave speeches there. And so his new book's out, State of Emergency. I don't have him on to attack him today. I wasn't attacking him when we had him on a couple years ago. He's been on many times over the years. But we'll see if Buchanan shows up for the show. I know he's a very busy man. He's in Fox News Studios right now and is scheduled to be calling in here in the next few minutes. His new book, already number one on the New York Times best-selling list, State of Emergency. Now, we have talked about the very popular rock band Muse that over the weekend was on BBC television live wearing a T-shirt, the lead singer, that said Terror Storm. And when he was questioned about it by the media, he said, just go to Google Video and type in Terror Storm for a real surprise and some vital information. He has since been interviewed by a major newspaper on the subject and is saying that he does believe 9/11 is an inside job. So let me just read to you some of this out of the Sunday Mail in the United Kingdom. This came out yesterday. Muse have cracked America despite singer Matt outspoken views on George Bush. Matt Bellamy's outspoken views on George Bush. The fiery British trio have rocketed to number 9 in the U.S. Billboard charts with their great new album Black Holes and Revelations. But Matt, whose passion for conspiracy theories has inspired their songs, has fired a broadside at Wiley Old W. in the White House. He said, I'm fascinated by conspiracy theories. We're surrounded by them. Boy, you're right about that. We're surrounded by criminal government conspiracy theories. Are we really supposed to believe that a man in a cave in Afghanistan managed to orchestrate the most unbelievable attack on the United States of all time? I think 9/11 was definitely an inside job done by a group of high-powered people looking for an excuse to invade the Middle East for oil and other natural resources. I think America needed another Pearl Harbor type event in order to invade Iraq. It gave the U.S. and U.K. governments the perfect excuse to go to war. I caught up with the singer when Muse and there are other groups in the band. The printer screwed up and did lines across this. Played a sellout gig at the Meadowbank Stadium in Edinburgh last week as part of Tea on the Fringe. Now the group are coming back north of the border to play the SECC in Glasgow on November 7th. On September 4th, the new single, Straight Light, is released as the follow-up to their smash hit, Supermassive Black Hole. Muse filmed the straight video on a cargo ship off the coast of Los Angeles as it provided a stomach-churning experience. And it goes on to just talk about how the band's winning all these awards. But right there in the middle of the story, saying they believe it is an inside job. We are working on getting in contact with these guys. We were contacted by another big British band over the weekend, but we were been out of town, so we're trying to get them on as well. This is highly exciting to see so many people beginning to witness not just 9/11, but the lies of the Iraq war, the police state, the American Union, all the loss of freedoms that we're witnessing in this nation. And we are going to continue to stand up for this republic. The things that elements of the government, these globalists, are doing are so criminal, so outlandish, so out in the open, they should all be removed from office right now for signing the American Union Pact in March of last year and then expanding it in December. It's real, it's happening, and it must be exposed. You as listeners know all about it, but your friends, your family, your neighbors may not. Ring the alarm bells. Give them the evidence. Let them know what we're facing. Or we can just decide to let America go under the waves, the United States disappear. We're on our last legs right now. People are rallying to defend the country. That's the good news. We'll be right back.
It's here at
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Percent of the American people in a Gallup poll held during the George Bush-financed illegal alien rampages of a few months ago, 90%, it went from 87% in polls wanting to control the borders to 90%. It backfired. All those Mexican flags, and then the neocons and the liberals tried to have their PR firms, Rob Allen and Co., serve out the American flags, but the people know they're being lied to. 90%. And that's echoed by the excellent book. I've now had a chance to read part of it over the weekend, State of Emergency, that I got on Friday. Already number one on the New York Times bestseller list. You've got to get a copy of this. I've seen no chronicle, I've read about half of it, that lays out page by page, bombshell after bombshell, all documented, because as you know, I'm an expert on this subject, as many of you are. We cover this. We believe this is the number one issue. It dwarfs the, quote, threat of international terrorism. The globalists have signed the North American Union Pact. We are going into it. And joining us from the Fox News studios, a very busy man, is Patrick Buchanan, Patrick J. Buchanan, with a new book, State of Emergency. He, of course, a few years ago wrote The Death of the West, and we may already be dead, ladies and gentlemen. Pat Buchanan, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, thank you very much, Alex, for having me.
Tell us, sir, why you decided to write a second book on this subject and break down the new developments that have happened and explain to us how this is the state of emergency, the Third World War, the Third World Invasion, and the conquest of America.
Well, I looked at the situation, and as it came up, and we were engaged in this battle ever since last December, and all the way up through this year. And it seemed to me, looking at it, looking at the numbers, looking at what's going to happen if we don't get control of the border, and if there is a Bush amnesty or a McCain-Kennedy amnesty, I think that we're looking at how America ends. You take a look at civilizations and empires, and I've studied them, and how they end invariably is when the population ceases to reproduce itself, as native-born Americans are doing, inevitably the great nations are invaded peacefully from foreign lands, and then you have the decomposition, the breakup of the body, if you will, when the soul, which is patriotism, dies. And as you look at what is happening to America, the incapacity of our leaders even to control the borders, even to control the doors to our own national home, and the magnitude of the invasion, 36 million immigrants here, more than almost as many as all that ever came in our history, and 12 million of them illegally, 6 million tried to get in Bush's watch, the Mexican government looking upon the United States as a dumping ground for its poor and unemployed, a tripling of the third world people not from Mexico, a tripling in 3 years of those caught at the border, these being turned, released, and let go. I don't see how, Alex, you stop the invasion if we do not stop it cold now with a security fence, no amnesty, and start punishing businesses that hire illegals and cut off all welfare benefits.
Well, you're absolutely right, sir. There's so many facets I want to go over here. You mentioned, and you've got the statistics in your book, that we now have in this country as many current immigrants as we had in the 200-plus years before that. And if they were coming here wanting this to join the United States, that'd be one thing. Most of them are vehemently saying they want to bring down the United States. They want a La Reconquista. I was listening to NPR coming back from Dallas this weekend, and I heard them bragging on Latino USA that, well, people don't like it that Mexicans are taking over New Orleans. Well, this used to be Spanish anyways, and the immigrants say this is Mexico. And they were snickering on the program because the liberals of this country hate this country, and they love what's happening.
Well, a lot of them welcome what's happening. They are really anti-Western culture. They are in many ways anti, and there's a hostility. Remember Susan Sontag made her famous statement, the leftist intellectual, the white race is the cancer of human history. Many are rejoicing in the fact that the America that we loved and grew up in and we inherited from our parents, that this is disappearing. It is being inundated. The culture is being inundated. It's being split apart. All of these things people are welcoming under the name of multiculturalism. But when the culture dies, the unifying culture of a country, the country itself dies, Alex.
Well, Ray Nagin got criticized when he just said, listen, this city's culture is a chocolate city, and we don't like the fact that the majority is not going to be foreigners or openly say this is Mexico. Ray Nagin's absolutely right.
Well, look, black people are as American as apple pie. I grew up in Washington, D.C. It was a segregated city, a southern city. But at the same time, African Americans or black Americans and white Americans, we were marinated in the same culture. We had the same teams we rooted for. We watched the same TV shows, listened to the same radio, went to the same movies. When we went to schools, the schools may have been segregated, public schools, but we studied the same literature, studied the same language, the same history, the same heroes, the same holidays. We were one people. If you had called a black American in those days that were called Negroes, if you called them an African then, you'd have been punched in your face. And so we were one people. But what's happening now when you got, half of Los Angeles County doesn't even speak English in its own home, we're balkanizing. We're breaking up culturally, linguistically, and socially.
I remember 8 years ago a 10-part series in the San Antonio Express News, written by Mr. Gonzalez, excellent pieces, where they went and seven South Texas towns fly the Mexican flag in the U.S. No one is allowed to speak English in the court proceedings. You don't see the ACLU and the feds running down there to stop that, but you see them going after sheriffs who say they're going to arrest illegal aliens. Isn't this about the New World Order, Pat? Isn't this about breaking up the U.S. by hook or by crook?
Well, that is a huge, huge part of it. You know, many of these huge corporations, it used to be really proud American corporations that built the the weapons that won World War II, now all declare themselves global corporations. And their ambition is to remove all national barriers and frontiers so they can move people and goods wherever they want to, which they feel is most efficient for the company. So they put the company ahead of the country, and they genuinely believe that what we need is a global market where these big corporations can move all over the global market, and there's a global government there that runs it all. This is the New World Order idea. And frankly, there is a program, and I write about it in a column for tomorrow morning, Alex, but it's also in the book. It's the North American Union concept. Vicente Fox has signed on. The foreign minister of Mexico talks about complete economic integration or complete integration of the two countries. The Council on Foreign Relations is talking about the erasure of the borders. He said the way to solve the illegal alien problem is let them all come in, erase the border, and have Canada, the United States, and Mexico be one union. In other words, like the European Union, and that is to merge with the European Union eventually into the, if you will, the new world.
Pat, how do we in the past, you talking about this decades ago, myself for over a decade, we would be called conspiracy theorists, but David Rockefeller published his memoirs 2 years ago and said, I've been accused of wanting one world government and getting rid of the U.S. Well, I stand guilty as accused. That's exactly what I want. These country.
They are out of the closet. That's exactly right. Walter Cronkite said virtually the same thing. And folks say that, look, America, what we're going to have to do, we're going to have to strengthen and empower the U.N. We're all going to have to surrender some of our sovereignty. We're going to have these a global institution prevent wars by putting down, by being supreme over nations and countries. What that is, Alex, is an act of wholesale treason against what the Founding Fathers believed and what they fought for and what many of them died for.
Pat, we know, and all the veterans died for, we know that the Democrats are for this, but the Republicans seem to be leading this, even though it's going to lose them control of the House and maybe even the Senate, or the Senate, maybe even the House. I mean, we're seeing this unfold, and George Bush continues to try to spin it with doublespeak, saying, oh, no, my guest worker program is an amnesty, but you read the plan, as you mentioned, the Kennedy plan that Bush has been supporting. It's blanket, total amnesty, and in the SPP.gov agreement signed last March in Waco, Texas, it says that we're going to have an American ID card in North America, and all the Mexicans and Canadians will instantly be legalized.
Well, that's the instrument by which the nations are welded together is the NAFTA superhighway, coming up from Lazaro Cardenas port all the way up through the United States into Canada. And people they bring the containers in from China and they bring them to a customs port, if you can believe it, in Kansas City.
Yeah, how are Americans going to like the Mexican government running a large portion of that city?
Well, I think the American people are up in arms, but we cannot get any response from the government of the United States.
That's the thing. 97% of Texans that even just have a small glimpse of what the Trans-Texas Corridor is, the first leg of the NAFTA highways, 97% of the Houston Chronicle poll are against it, 90% are against open borders, but 70% are against the Iraq war, but they don't care. The establishment just keeps moving forward, Pat. How do we demand the constitutional will of the people?
You know, the Constitution says, and it's explicit, that the government of the United States shall protect the states from invasion. Now, if 12 million people here illegally, three times the size of the American army in Europe after World War II, if that is not an invasion, and 6 million trying to break in on Bush's watch is not an invasion, I don't know what it is. But they refuse to do it. The president himself has said, look, I can't defend the borders unless you give me basically my guest worker program and my amnesty program.
And then you won't need to. Then you won't need
to defend the borders.
Then you won't need to because there won't be a border.
There's not going to be. Exactly. If you do not get the border under control now, then the agenda of these people will be realized by default.
They know what they're doing, and Pat, I hear some of the mainline conservative talk show hosts up there spinning it. They'll talk about the border problem, but then they won't go all the way and explain that it's headed up by George W. Neocon, more liberal than Bill Clinton Bush. Pat Buchanan, the new book, State of Emergency, with us on the other side. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
State of emergency, the third world invasion and conquest of America.
There must be some.
We're talking to Pat Buchanan right now. Pat, again, you know, I am a paleo conservative. I'm not, I don't want to even be associated with George Bush and his gaggle that are basically destroying this country right now. I know a lot of Americans have woken up now to how bad the immigration problem is and how serious it is to our sovereignty, but I'm always amazed to then discover, it was even in the Dallas Morning News, it was actually Rob Allen & Co. that Bush hired to go in and help Fox stage those illegal alien demonstrations. So we directly have our government manipulating and fomenting and trying to use illegal aliens as a foreign group domestically in our country to manipulate our policies. I mean, that is espionage right there, Pat.
I think the regime is betraying the people. The regime is betraying the nation. The American people want their country protected. They want their borders defended. And I think the American regime in Washington, both parties, is very much in collusion with Mr. Fox and very much sympathetic with his agenda. There's no doubt about it. I think the only reason the president and the White House are moving along and offering sort of some border fence and the rest of it is because the American people and the people of the American Southwest from Texas all the way to California have risen up and demanded this happen. They're using this crisis, giving a little bit in that area to resolve that, they say, in order to get their amnesty and guest worker program for the transnational corporations. I think that is the bottom line. And frankly, I believe this Senator Hutchison and Mike Pence are working on a plan, which I think the administration, the Washington Post, and others are behind, which is basically to say, well, we're going to have border security, but we're also going to have a path to citizenship, no amnesty. As you say, you know, misleading us all. And I think if we follow that, that's the end of the United States as we know it.
It's a shell game. It'd be like if Bush said, we'll no longer have murder in the United States. We're just going to change the name. It's like they changed the name of torture to pressure. The couple hundred miles of fence and a few hundred guardsmen at any one time on the border, not even allowed to, you know, bust these illegals. They've now issued a new order a month ago. Chertoff ordered the Border Patrol to not pursue illegals above the speed limit. They're busy tying their hands. I mean, it's smoke and mirrors.
Well, it really is. And when you take a look at the numbers, the figures are astronomical. And the president of the United States, you know, can you imagine that in last year, in 2005, he admitted that of the OTMs, these other than Mexicans, I think we caught 150,000 of them on the border. They're from the Middle East, they're from Asia to China and you know, Africa. And everybody knows, nobody knows where. And they were released into our population. He said, you know, only 1 in 4 turned up in court? What do you expect?
Well, in fact,
the criminals who broke into our country, they're really going to turn up in court and get booted out.
Well, that's right. Going back to the Houston Chronicle again, last year they reported that 250,000 in the 2 years before it was catch and release, that foreigners other than Latin American had been released.
Sure, they were turned them loose, and Bush says, you know, we've got to change this, Polly. Here we are, 3 years after the greatest terrorist act in America, and you got people coming in, not just from Mexico, but from other than Mexico, Middle Eastern countries. Some of them countries are known as state sponsors of terror, and they're being released.
Well, Pat,
now, how can you say the border is secure?
Pat Buchanan, let's be specific, though. I don't know if you saw the Dallas Morning News back in December. But they even reported then that Rob Allen Co. had been hired to craft the policy with Fox, with the White House, to stage the demonstrations. Can you specifically speak to the White House being actively involved with a foreign mask to bully the American people?
Well, I think this is Fox and Bush have been colluding on this policy since before 9/11. There is no doubt about it. Vicente Fox was standing right beside Bush when Bush declared the Minutemen vigilantes. He is with Mr. Fox. Now, if you listen to Mr. Fox, though, he goes up to Chicago and he's speaking to Mexican-American citizens. These are Americans. And he says, basically, you are Mexicans who live north of the border. Our country extends outside of Mexico. In other words, Mexicans in America are a part of Mexico.
They're openly declaring war on us.
They're openly declaring, exactly. They're openly reaching to reclaim the allegiance of American citizens who have taken an oath of allegiance to the United States. They are pushing Mexican people into the United States. They are aiding and abetting them. They are calling them heroes. They have an agenda to make of dual citizenship, Mexicans and Americans, so they get influence and control over U.S. wealth and U.S. foreign policy. And the President of the United States is either oblivious to it, but in any event, he has done nothing at all about it.
Well, Pat Buchanan, we'll come right back with another segment. I want to get into the CFR plan. We know who's pulling the strings.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Pat Buchanan's been gracious enough to spend the rest of the hour with us. I may even try at the end of this long segment take a few calls specifically on the La Reconquista, the open borders, the North American Union. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. And first-time callers, I'd like to hear from them as well, 1-800-259-9231. I wanted to play just the first minute of a CNN clip from about 2 months ago. This is where Lou Dobbs, very credible, very highly respected, is talking about the end of America. Play a clip of that.
The Bush administration's open borders policy and its decision to ignore the enforcement of this country's immigration laws is part of a broader agenda. President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it, and he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States. Bill Tucker reports.
All right.
The security and prosperity.
So there's Lou Dobbs stating what you're stating, because anybody who's read the SPP agreements, anybody who's seen this, this is the North American Union. This is globalism. I've got the CFR report they put out last year that was then written into this executive agreement that bypasses Congress. It's a treaty without, I guess, ratification for this North American Union. Pat, let's talk about the people above this, the Council on Foreign Relations, openly saying this is about global government, and then the minions at the lower level why, and folks, the La Reconquista crowd, I mean, they openly say that they want to kill all the whites. The big UT Chicano Studies professor up at UT Dallas, Arlington, openly says all whites must be killed. Plan of San Diego. I have him on tape. We could play it if we had time. Played it many times here for you. It's on the website, prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Imagine. And the number isn't 12 million, folks. It's more like 30 million illegal aliens in this country right now. Groups openly saying they want to kill Americans, openly calling blacks Mayatas. They are the minority. As you said, Hispanic Americans were very patriotic or upset about this. Fox chastises them and says, you're Mexicans. So let's talk about those above and then those below this perfect storm that if we don't clamp down on it now and force this elite to stop, the country's gone. Pat Buchanan?
Well, this is what I call the Aslan plot. It's got a number of themes at different levels. At the ultra level, at the high level, you've got Vicente Fox and his foreign ministers and others talking about the European Union, a merger, the complete integration of the two countries, a merger of the two countries, an erasure of the borders, a European Union. You've got the Council on Foreign Relations. Dr. Robert Pastor testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, a panel of that committee, and said the way to solve this problem of illegal immigration is simple. We erase the American border at the Rio Grande. We erase the border with Canada. We merge the three countries into, quote, a North American Union. We put the border at Guatemala. And so we get one North American Union all the way from Guatemala to Prudhoe Bay. And ultimately, in this union, of course, you would have to have American transferring wealth to Mexico City and Mexicans giving free run to the United States.
By the way, that's in the plan to use the toll road money to pay for building roads in Mexico so they can pump even more of the third world population that doubles every 35 years. I mean, this is amazing. And they said we'll have a continental security force made up of U.S., Mexicans, and Canadians all the way around our border. So
exactly.
We're talking about foreign troops in America.
Well, you're talking also about, look, 46% of the people of Mexico say they would like to live here. So you would automatically get, I mean, that's almost 50 million people. You would get a huge influx of tens of millions of Mexicans into the United States. In addition to that, 58% of all Mexicans believe the American Southwest belongs to them anyhow. 28% say it's American. 14% don't know. 75% of Mexicans now believe all Americans or white Americans are all racist. When they have games, soccer games in Mexico, and the Mexicans score, they chant Osama, Osama. And you've got this, that's at the one level, you've got the very high thing working between Vicente Fox and Bush, Council on Foreign Relations, Kennedy, McCain, at that level. But there's a different level as well, and you quoted that one individual. In the barrios, you find the Mecha is very, very popular among radical Mexican and Hispanic students. They talk about the bronze continent, the bronze culture, and the bronze people. This is our continent. It's not yours. You go back to Europe. It is extremely militant. La Voz de Aslan. It is one of the, it's the voice of La Mecha. It is anti-white. It is anti-Jewish. And it talks about, you know, this land in the American Southwest is the original Aslan from which the Aztecs came to take over Mexico and were taking it back. And then you've got the consuls and the intellectuals and the others who talk about the La Reconquista. We're reconquering the Southwest. It is peaceful. They talk about this magnificent project that's underway, the Reconquista. And the truth is, native-born Americans are leaving California. As the Hispanics and Chicanos pour in, native-born Californians are leaving. They're moving over the mountains. They're going to Idaho and Colorado and Arizona. The white population not only declines as a share of the population, but in real terms, it is falling. For the first time since the Spanish came, they're leaving California. Now, you can project these trends out to the middle of the century.
But Pat, and I want to talk about those trends, and this is a key point you just brought up, but I want to go back and get that first statement commented on. I mean, I have a CD here with hundreds of clips of professors and top leaders saying, we are going to kill you, all whites must be killed, and the media covers this up, and universities finance this. And then they also chortle and laugh and say the whites are all dying, ha, ha, ha.
I've got that quote in my book, that they're not having babies, they're, you know, crapping in their pants and all this other stuff. You've got all this kind of talk you get and all these rants and things, most of them in my book. These are the people who, as I say, are the wild men of the barrios, and they're more and more militant and more hostile and more chauvinistic, if you will, for their culture and their and the mestizo and the Amerindian populations. And it is very much a racial thing.
Well, they tell you it is. I mean, it's like the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, it's the exact same thing.
Exactly, only the Ku Klux Klan can't get out a 500,000 or a million people to march in Los Angeles under foreign flags in a matter of days.
Well, we have our government run by the globalists telling us don't love the U.S., don't be patriotic. And at the same time, I was up in Canada during the World Cup, and there were Mexicans running around with huge flags in the streets, wild-eyed, screaming La Reconquista, and saying, I mean, I'm there covering Bilderberg Group, Pat, and there are people running past the parliament with Mexican flags saying Canada belongs to Mexico.
I think even the Spanish didn't get that far up. The Canadians better wake up, I'll tell you that, Alex.
Well, exactly.
I mean, they got 25% of their population now, or close to that, is foreign-born, which is even higher than the United States.
Well, we just had the big, the five-year census just came out. New York Times reported 60-plus percent of New York is foreign-born, most of those illegal aliens. Most major cities are over half illegal alien or foreigners. And, I wonder why the Reconquista Mexicans think Mexico's so good when they're one of the most corrupt, despotic systems anywhere.
You know, you ought to say to them, look, you love the country so much, you march under its flags. Go back to the country you love. I mean, if it's that great a country, why did you leave it and come here? And the truth is, they know they got a corrupt regime and a failed regime. And I will say, the Mexican people are hard-working people, and they've not been rewarded. They've been robbed again and again by their governments, which devalue their currency, in effect robbing the Mexican folks of their savings. They got an income down there about 15% of what we get. I understand why they're coming, but the point is, this is our home, this is our country, and they are not Americans, and they do not belong here.
Well, Pat Buchanan, I want to talk about solutions to fight this, but you just brought up a central thing. I have a lot of Hispanic friends, hardworking, good, pro-family people, that even the liberal social engineering hasn't been able to break up their families and given, 90% illegitimacy like the poor black folks and 35% like the whites now. So you've got the wild men of the barrios, as you say, being given county, state, federal funding, Ford Foundation money. The elite, the CFR elite you've talked about, paid for the comic books and the textbooks in Mexico going back 30 years ago, saying that the Southwest belongs to Mexico. And so they know exactly what they're doing. They're coming in and trying to turn the Mexicans, as soon as they get here, into American haters. So it goes right back to the CFR. How do we stop these people?
Well, I must say, Alex, you've almost got me stumped here. Look, when you get in politics, you find when you get 70 or 80% of the people with you, the politicians, for their own survival, tend to move. But they're not moving. They're holding out, and something's stopping them. And the only thing I think that is that powerful is the K Street powers. All that money are saying, look, in the Senate bill, there is a complete blanket pardon from all civil and criminal penalties for all businesses that hired illegals, as well as an amnesty for almost all the 12 million here. And I think behind this, holding up a tough border security bill only, holding that up, I think, are the corporations, because they've got the biggest stake in this thing. They've got their guys at risk, a lot of these businessmen that hire people regularly. They pay the tuition of both parties. That seems to me to be the one big power that is behind the administration and the Congress refusing to act.
Pat Buchanan, I agree with you. You were trying to get into the point about where we're going to be by 2050 if this continues.
Well, I think if you don't stop it now, you're going to have the Americans of European descent will be well under 50% of the population, shrinking. We will have, most of them will moved away from the major cities of the country. Los Angeles will look like Mexico City. The cities of Texas.
Well, it already does. What are you talking about?
Well, it already does. But I tell you, the cities of Texas will. Every city in America will look like Los Angeles today, and Los Angeles and the cities in the Southwest would look like Tijuana, Mexico City, and those cities like that. And it's inevitable. I mean, 100 million Hispanics, that's not Pat Buchanan, that's the Census Bureau. 102 million Hispanics in the U.S., 25% of the population by 2050.
And our government,
20 million concentrated in the Southwest.
And our government financing the groups to make sure they hate the United States because they want to break up the U.S. and have an American union. Look, it's simple. The globalists have told us, if the middle class in this country was predominantly, let's say, Chinese, okay, the government would be waging war against them. The elites never want middle classes where you have upward mobility and where people aren't dependent on the government. They want a huge peon society, and so they'll use racial pride and all this stuff to hype people up. But the truth is, the middle class, whether you're black, white, or Hispanic, or Asian, is having war waged on it by the elite using a foreign invading army. And 20-plus percent of the troops now in Iraq itself are these illegal aliens that sign up and then get citizenship by signing up. Pat, had you seen those numbers?
I have not seen numbers that high, but I will say this. I do believe that the American middle and working class of this country, as I wrote in the title of an earlier book, are victims of a great betrayal. Their manufacturing jobs are being sent abroad. Illegal aliens are coming, being invited into their country. The products of China and things like that are pouring in, and American jobs are being lost. They're bringing in H-1Bs or bright young Indian kids or kids from Bangladesh to take the jobs of Americans who no longer are in the defense industries. The middle class is under assault. You saw today where the median income of Americans, despite rising productivity, has fallen 2% since 2003 when the so-called Bush recovery happened. The middle class is falling behind, and the boys with the portfolios and the boys in the boardrooms are doing just fine.
Well, they are, and so this is really an elite waging war on the population.
It is an elite basically dismissing the interests and concerns. And frankly, the great concern of the middle class, they love the country. They love America. And the elites don't really care about that. They look upon the American people as consumers. They're all consumers.
Pat, what are some solutions to this fight? How do we twist? I mean, you've worked in the White House. How do we twist Bush's arm? How do we twist the Democrats' arms? How do we demand that they build a continuous wall? How do we demand that we start massive deportations? How do we demand that we start charging people with felonies who hire large groups of illegal aliens to work in their factories?
I think you're going to have to encourage folks at the state and local level to take action against the illegal aliens and be very, very tough on it. This will keep the issue in front of these people, frankly. And then, come in November, I think you go up to them and say, look, I don't care what you've done for me in the past. You vote for amnesty, you vote for the guest worker program, and you oppose a security fence along the border, and I'm going to vote against you, and I'm going to work against you, and we're going to defeat you. And if you're a Republican, too bad. We'll maybe get in Republicans who believe more in preserving this country. That is it. This is the ballot. This is the single vote on which we're going to hold you accountable.
And I think that, obviously the establishment's got to know that if things are already this heated in 2006, what's going to be like in 5-10 years? I mean, this is going to get...
This book of mine, I'll tell you, the book is, the Third World Invasion and Conquest of America. This issue is going to be here in 2006, 2008, 2010, because the whole world is coming. They're coming to that southern border. The Mexicans aren't going to stop coming. They're not going to stop being pushed into the country.
There's 6 billion people that want to come here. We can't have them all here. Folks, you don't want to live like they do in India or they do in Mexico City. Travel there. Look at it for yourself. It's hell on earth. And people say, well, let them come here, and then that'll, take the heat off the other countries. We could take 50 million a year, and it wouldn't even touch global third world population growth.
Let me tell you, Alex, each 18 months, the third world adds the equivalent of an entire Mexico in population. 100 million people are added to third world populations every 18 months. We're going to have 3 billion more people by 2050 in this world than you have now. And all of them know now that what the place to go is the good old USA. You don't get deported. You don't get roughed up.
You can have leprosy.
You get welfare. You might be able to get a job, which you can make 10 times what you made at home.
Pat, let me bring this up real quick. We're going to come back and try to jam one or two calls in. I'm sorry we haven't gone to your calls yet. Loaded phones here. We had four cases of leprosy until 2004. Now we've had 7,000. They have a leper colony in East Texas. TB is exploding everywhere. I mean, at least they tested people, even Europeans, everybody coming in at Ellis Island. Now it's just people can walk off planes with leprosy splattering all over the place, and it's just like wonderful. I mean, this is insane.
Well, I saw over the weekend, Drudge had a report, 12 or 13 cases of bubonic plague they found, TB. Immigrant children are 100 times more likely to be carrying TB into the classroom than native-born American children. One in every seven East Asians in New York City, that's 100,000 people, has tuberculosis. You've got dengue fever. You've got Chagas' disease coming in. You've got malaria coming in, things we cured and things we never had in America. You read reports of bed bugs found in all these states. Where do they think they're coming? The illegal aliens go through no check whatsoever. They come in and they bring these with them.
Again, and the media keeps it almost completely quiet because they've got to do it to break down the republic. The country is under attack. George Bush is directing those attacks with his neocon traitors. We'll be right back. Final segment with Pat Buchanan to take a few of your calls.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Final segment. We just got time to talk to Sean and Caleb with Pat Buchanan and set in the broadcast. It's so important to understand that the New World Order has to destroy the United States to get their world government. Pat Buchanan, do you think the globalists are overplaying their hand and that they're not going to be able to carry out their American Union and open borders and the rest of it? Or will they just crack down with their police state and enforce the destruction of this country?
I believe that the American people are so aroused here, and they're so, they're so intently patriotic and against these ideas of merging America with another country. I think we got a fighting chance on this one. I think if the Republicans do not get secure these borders, I think they're going to be wiped out. Now, the Democrats aren't going to do it either, but you'll get a new kind of Republican Party coming.
Yeah, get rid of all the Rockefeller New World Order Republicans?
Oh, yeah, that's the only way to do it. I mean, you get the Crystals and the Weekly Standard crowd and all the rest of them. I mean, they got lobbyists for La Raza there. You got Karl Rove going out speaking to La Raza, competing with Clinton, for heaven's sakes.
Let's take a call. Sean in Arizona, you're on the air with Pat Buchanan.
Hi, glad to be on the show, Pat. I have Mexican-American friends here in Arizona, and I was talking to one, and he is just up in arms about these La Raza people coming in, saying that this is Mexico. And in his opinion, if this doesn't get taken care of, the citizens of Arizona, including naturalized Mexicans, are going to start taking care of it themselves.
Well, you know, that's the excellent point. 47% of Mexican-Americans in Arizona voted in favor of Proposition 200, which requires folks to prove they belong here before they get social welfare benefits. Yet the whole Republican delegation opposed it, as did the Democratic governor and all the elites there. But Mexican-Americans are patriotic people. They're hardworking people. They have great values. Many of them belong to the same faith as I do.
And I've talked to them, and they're upset because everybody was getting along before. Now millions of people are running around saying they're going to kill whites, and it's causing friction.
Exactly, and I can't mean people tramping around under foreign flags. These folks have lived under the American flag. Many of them have fought under the American flag. And the idea that these people are coming in and representing themselves as you know, somehow Mexican-Americans is preposterous.
Final caller, Caleb in Texas. You're on the air with Pat Buchanan with a new book, State of Emergency. Go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. Pat Buchanan, one question. If 9/11 and George Bush's war on terror is indeed legitimate, why wasn't the border totally militarily secured on September 12, 2001?
It's because George Bush doesn't want to secure that border. I do believe he wants an open border between the United States and Mexico. He does not share the concern of a lot of us that this is a national security problem.
Pat, won't he just get more power if there's another terror attack? Then he can take more American liberties?
I think if the terrorists have come across that Mexican border, I think his place in history is finished.
But my point is, if he got so much power out of 9/11 and got the grandstand,
right?
If they
well, look, there's no doubt about it. I mean, war is the health of the state. You know it as well as I do, Alex.
So do you agree with me that they could try to spin it, even though common sense, we would see it, that there was another attack. They could kind of spin it and ignore the border issue, and Bush could get even more power out of it.
Well, yeah, sure. He'd put in a lot more laws and things like that. But I do think people would say, look, you did not seal that border, just as the caller said, when you had five years to do it, you didn't do it, and now we got hit again. You are responsible this time.
Eisenhower sealed it and deported a million.
Yeah, Eisenhower sealed it in Operation Wickback. Sure he did. He saw a threat to the country. He said, what's going on down there? And he sent another general, Joseph May Swing. He said, you know, deal with this, Joe.
And again, people try to say that term is racist. They turn every term into racism. It just means you swam over the river.
Exactly, or you waded across, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, but they would call it that because they'd catch people at the border. They'd be wet. Pat Buchanan, thank you. Your book's number one, State of Emergency. Thank you for joining us. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
God bless. All right. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Get Terror Storm at InfoWars.com.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.